With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So, are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose? Your daily dose of radio rehab?
Oh, man, I thought I was ready.
You thought you were ready, and then we drove in here. My goodness gracious. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan, and he is PLPC, Jay Merle.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
You brought a crew in today.
Well, I couldn't help it. These people trailed me in here. You know?
Are you talking about these people, or are you talking about Lauren and I? I mean, what are you talking about?
I know nothing.
You know nothing. Oh, okay. All right. So we are in a very special place today. You know, Shreveport has some jewels, some hidden jewels. We are going to talk about one of them today. It is called Uprising Addiction Center. Now, you know, when you have an issue and a problem and you're ready to go into a program where you're going to get some help, mm-hmm. some right. real help, that's what you want. And you want first class help. Man, are we talking about that today
True.
Here at Uprising Addiction
True.
Center?
An unbelievable facility, but a fabulous staff, and it's just an amazing place.
It is, Jay, and I thank you for lining up. We're gonna meet Kendra, and we're gonna meet Christy, and we're gonna meet Brian, and you're gonna be able through the magic of radio, right? Theater of the mind. We're gonna try to tell you what an incredible facility this is, and it's right here in Shreveport, Louisiana. So we've got a lot to tell you today.
Yes, yeah? We do.
We really do. And so hang on, buckle your seatbelt, and come back and meet Kendra and Christy and Brian. And of course, you know, Lauren and Jay are here, and we appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And Learning RX. We train your brain. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator Italian sausage and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment, we're talking about Uprising Addiction Center today. Man, have we got a story to tell right here on Strategies for Living.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. The Padres bring in the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Tune in daily, find the light. Mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan and Jay Merle, David McMillan. Let's now welcome into our program. We're here at Uprising Addiction Center, and let me first welcome Kendra Melitella, who is on the board of managers and is also the fitness director here at Uprising. Wow, Kendra, what a place this is.
Yes, it's a great place to come every day.
Oh, man.
Very peaceful.
Yes, and we'll talk about that. We also have with us the CEO and spiritual director of Uprising Addiction Center. He is Brian Hollins. Mr. Hollins, welcome.
Welcome. Well, thank you, David, and we're so excited that you and Lauren and Jay came out to be with us today.
We are excited to be here. We're also joined by the clinical director of Uprising Addiction Center. She is Christy Beerbaum. Christy, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. First of all, a lot of people, some people know that you're here. Many people, as I said, Shreveport is one of those places with hidden jewels. Mm. And I hope you don't mind me referring to this as it's beyond a hidden jewel. This is platinum, if you will. This is magnificent. How did this come to be? How did this come to be, Brian? Yeah,
well, you know, in 2020, and thank you for saying that it's platinum, because we see it that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Not just the facility, but the fact that we have a staff that mirrors the facility that we have. Well, in 2020, we stood, September of 2020, we actually opened Uprising Addiction Center. Kendra, myself, and a couple of others just believed that we could impact the community, not just in Shreveport, but in Louisiana and the surrounding areas.
In the area. This is truly a regional center.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you know, when you get a flavor for it and you come on campus and you see what's here, there's nothing like this. You know, I've been around the counseling and addiction field for 30 some odd years. In this community, there's nothing like this. This is magnificent. So,
absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely, nothing like it. And we believe it's a destination mm-hmm. location for those who are battling a substance.
Right.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you know, you come out of Shreveport, it's almost like you have to pass this invisible bubble as when you enter on campus, and you feel the energy as you drive on, and it's a different world that y'all have created within this community of sorts.
That's a huge compliment because that's what we envisioned 5.5, 6 years ago before we started. We wanted them, our people, our precious babies that come here to get well, find peace, love, and joy. And we really mean that. You know, we have a heart to love people. And if you don't, you're probably not going to be here very long. We call it the Uprising culture.
Yeah.
And it's to accept people where they are, love on them, care about them, take care of their needs. And, that's what we do here.
I love the name Uprising. I love that because, and of course, around this table, we've got a lot of counseling experience. When you have dealt with something in your life that we would put a label on addiction, whether that's alcohol, whether that's drugs, whatever it may be, you feel downtrodden. You feel hopeless.
Trapped. Low.
And despairing. And so I love that name, Uprising, because it really tells the story in really a single word, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, again, now, folks, as you're listening to us, I would invite you on your phone, or if you're close to a computer, uprisingcenter.com. Go and take a look. Be prepared to be blown away at what you see, because, again, not to put anything else or anybody else down, it's not my purpose at all, but to look and see what we have available as a treatment option in the Shreveport-Bossier City area for this entire region. So, I mean, we're talking you know, we're talking a region where we're well over a million people in the region, you know, East Texas, Southern Arkansas, Louisiana. And again, when you take a look, uprisingcenter.com, you're going to see what we're talking about today. Now, when someone is ready, what's the first thing that needs to happen, Christy? If somebody's listening to us and they're saying, we're touching a chord and they're saying, yeah, I might be ready, what would you suggest for them to do?
So I think the first thing that's really important is that we do intake 24/7.
Okay.
So I've got people answering the phones. It could be 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, because you never know when that moment comes where you're like, I'm ready.
Yes. And when that moment comes,
you want to snatch it up.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so let me give the number, the phone number, and I will do that many times throughout the program today. Or, you know, we do podcast.
That's right.
So if you have somebody that's near and dear to you that you might be saying, geez, I wish that so-and-so could have heard this program.
They can tune in. They can seek out the podcast.
That's exactly right.
And Strategies for Living, just on your podcast.
Whatever podcast platform you go to, just put in Strategies for Living, and whether it's Apple Podcast or Spotify or
iHeart, Castbox.
Yeah, we're on all of
flavor.
Them. And so all you got to do is put that into the search engine and subscribe to us, and you'll see the program, and you can listen to it. The phone number is 877-887-7473, and that's 877-887-7473. I think you're making a great point, Christy. When someone is ready, they're ready.
Mm-hmm. And even when they're not ready, their family members are ready.
Right.
I was going to say, sometimes, you know, it's a family member that gets the conversation started.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so.
And that conversation sometimes takes a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say a minute or two, it might take a week. It might take several weeks. It may take a month. It may take several months. But to know that we have a center like Uprising Addiction Center in our community that is truly platinum. I mean, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, treatment is.
And they don't even have to call if they're ready, right? I mean, they could call and get some more information. Is that a possibility?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Mm.
Sure.
Yeah. The intake department is really knowledgeable about, you know, different answering questions just about what does treatment look like for mm-hmm. me. And one of the biggest questions is, what am I committing to when I come here?
Yeah.
Mm. Are you a lockdown facility? We have a gate that's around all 18 acres, but the gate is not designed to keep people in.
Okay.
It's designed for privacy.
Sure.
Yeah.
And if anybody wanted to walk out of the gate at any time,
they can do that.
They can do that. They're not committed to staying here for X amount of days when they sign those forms. But we do a really good job of answering those questions during mm-hmm. admission, making sure that they know what their rights are, and making sure that they know that we are here to help.
Right.
Treatment's a gift, not punishment.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the things that, Kendra, I think you do as the fitness, and you it's a special thing. Again, we're going to talk about we're going to get down into the nuts and bolts of some of the clinical program that I'm sure Christy's going to tell us about and Brian's going to tell us about. But one of the things that sets Uprising apart is at least 3 days a week or so, you can do yoga. You do yoga here.
We do fitness 5 to 6 days in the morning.
Yeah.
That's from 9:30 to 10:30.
Right.
and then open gym in the afternoons for people. We have someone that goes in there with them to make sure they're safe.
Right. Yeah.
And they have open gym time to where the guys can do all the bench pressing they want. Because when they're in the gym with me, we have a class. We work on breathing techniques, form. That's just, I'm passionate about working out.
Yeah.
And the three of us agree it's a holistic approach, mind, body, spirit. And
absolutely.
I'm part of the body part of it. And it's fun. It's fun music. And we have so many people that say, I ran track. I played basketball. I played softball. And I got with the wrong group. Mm-hmm. And this is bringing back my desire to move my body again and talk about how to eat correctly and all of those fun things. And then yoga, 3 days a week. We just started that back, which we're so excited about. And so that goes along with what the therapists are doing with our clients every day. Mm-hmm. So it's a very active thing that we do here.
There's a word. The word is synergy. And the word synergy means the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And so the program here is designed to be synergistic, is it not? Again, it's all fitting together. And the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Someone may come in and be an inpatient for, again, each person has an individualized treatment plan. So you're here according to what you need. Or you may take advantage of one of the outpatient programs that we're going to talk about. But whatever the case, when you come, your needs are going to be addressed individually. And, you know, you're going to get that synergistic treatment. The whole will be greater than the sum of the parts at Uprising Addiction Center. 877-887-7473. And you can find them at uprisingcenter.com. We're talking to Christy and Kendra and Brian here today at Uprising Addiction Center. We got much more to learn, much more to come. Stay right where you are.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio at a very, very special place today. It's called Uprising Addiction Center. Go right now, uprisingcenter.com. Take a look. Take a look as we're talking about this. Take a look at this facility. 18 acres. It feels, it's in the city. It's right here in Shreveport, even though, you know, a lot of people don't know it. But it feels like it's way out in nature. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the magic, I think, of what goes on here. Kendra Militella, Christy Beerbaum, Brian Hollins, all with Uprising Addiction Center, joining Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle. I'm David McMillan. Thank you for being here. Okay, so some people are listening to us, Christy, Brian, and, you know, maybe they've watched a reality TV program about treatment. Maybe they, you know, seen a movie that has some treatment scenes in it. But a lot of people that are listening to us don't know, well, what is treatment really? What happens when I go into a center like Uprising Addiction Center? What takes place?
Sure, I think that's a great question. And I think the best way to answer that is it's different for each person.
Mm.
Sure. Depends on what you're looking for, depends on what your past experience has been. It just depends on the connection. You know, fully believe that the opposite of addiction is not recovery, but connection. And so I think it's important that kind of be on the forefront. So the very first person that you meet is going to be the person you talk to on the phone that you come in. Intake will help you fill out your forms. You then go on to meet with the techs who finish your item inventory and search, get you oriented to the facility. And then you meet nursing. And then immediately after that, you meet our provider, our wonderful provider. She's amazing.
When you talk about provider, you're talking about the medical aspect,
mm-hmm,
right?
The medical team.
Because
mm-hmm.
the whole, as Kendra mentioned earlier, the whole person is addressed here at Uprising Addiction Center. Body, mind, spirit, and relationships also, right? So the medical aspect's important because sometimes people might come in and might need a few days of
medical detox,
mm-hmm, yeah. Right?
Absolutely. So if you come in and you are a candidate for detox, then you'll immediately meet with our provider. But our provider meets with everyone within 24 hours of admission, which
right.
I think is amazing. And she does a wonderful history and physical, does a psychiatric workup, gets all of the information needed for us to make a good treatment plan. An individualized treatment plan for
right.
each person. So
right.
everyone's treatment plan looks different for what they need. You might have people that have a lot of medical needs that have not taken care of their medical situation. You might have people that have behavioral health needs that have specific medications that they need to be on. And so
right.
the provider sits and spends a lot of time explaining, well, this is the purpose of this medication. This is what's going to help with this. And so we embrace that. I think that we are the facility that takes a lot of clients that other facilities are not really able to take
right.
just because of their treatment team. And
right.
so our treatment team works really hard in finding reasons to accept someone and not a reason to decline someone.
Okay. So if you have an inkling that this is something that you need, or maybe you have someone that you love and care about, pick up the phone, call 877-887-7473. That number is answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So it's the point that Christy made earlier, when the time is right, you can pick up the phone and you can always find somebody to talk to you here at Uprising Addiction Center. Brian, when someone comes in, and of course, they may think they want to be here, and they do want to be here, and then they get here, and there's just maybe a part of us that says, maybe I didn't want to be here.
Exactly.
But how is that, again, what does treatment look like? Because that's kind of a normal, natural thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So what does that look like when someone goes through that process?
You know, David, it's it's the norm. It's the absolute norm. Clients, when they make that call, and the reality of when they get here, it sometimes changes. Right. They realize they're in the facility and they're probably going to be here 28 or 30 days. They really want to be here. They're hurting
right.
so bad. We see them at a point in their life when they're really hurting.
Right.
We're so fortunate that a large portion of our staff is in recovery. So we have staff that at every level, from our nurses to our cooks, our behavior health techs, that have been down the same journey.
Down the dirt road.
So they've been down the road. Yeah. And so they're able to communicate. They're able, as Chrissy said earlier, to connect with the clients that are coming in. Mm-hmm. And that makes it easy for someone to walk up to them and say, hey, I've gone through the same thing. I've been down the same path. And even some of those clients, we've been open long enough now that some of those clients that went through our program are back here working.
Right. Working,
you know, and we're excited about that. So that, you know, that that's a reality.
Right.
Over a week, you know, a week pass, 2 weeks pass, so about that, the end of that second week, going into that third week, their heads are clear.
Right.
They're wanting to be here. They understand the program and where we're going, and they're able to witness other clients that have progressed a little further, and they start to want to mirror those clients. So,
right.
you know, at some point, their hearts change.
How important is the overall spiritual aspect of recovery at Uprising Addiction Center?
I've been waiting on you to ask me that question.
We'll see. here it is.
It is so important. You know, clients stop loving themselves, you
right.
know, their addiction.
Right.
It's so, it's just destroyed everything. It's taken everything from them. And it's taken their ability to love themselves.
Right.
And so the 12 steps, the second step is affirming your faith.
Yes.
And so, you know, when Kendra mentioned spirit, soul, and body, you know, we believe that the spirit part, and we do a spiritual group every morning, the clients who desire to be there can come. They can be
right.
there. And for the most part, we have 98% participation, and we, you know, we open up the Word of God
yeah.
to them. To the point where, you know, we've been open, you know, 5 years, and we initially had clients that first year to say, "Hey, I want to be baptized."
Wow!
I want to be baptized.
Wow!
And to this date, we'll end this year, baptizing over 2,000 since we've opened.
Whoa!
We've had
fantastic.
2,000 baptisms here on campus. And so it's amazing when we're out in the public sometime and we see those clients that have you know, dedicated themselves or recommitted themselves to the Lord, and they're living that way. We believe that their spiritual life is the foundation of their recovery.
Yes. Most
no doubt.
Wow. So, you know, again, touching the entire person, Kendra, you mentioned a few moments ago that there was a lot of special things that go on. The word that comes to my mind, because I'm a Louisiana guy, is lagniappe, right?
We have a lot of that here.
A little something extra. And so it might be a crawfish boil. It might be movie night, which happens pretty much every week, huh?
Yeah, when we opened, we wanted this special place to feel like home.
Mm-hmm.
The kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over the kitchen. And our ladies in there are amazing. And I said, when they walk in here, I want it to be like they're going to their grandmother's house. Mm-hmm. You know, I want them to feel like they're going somewhere that's comfortable, not cold and cafeteria feeling.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And we've accomplished that with our precious people here. And then movie night, something I've done with my kids for years, peanut M&Ms and the popcorn. And the,
yeah.
So we do popcorn and we get Nerds and Skittles and all kinds of stuff. And they have movie night on Saturday nights. We've done barbecues. We do crawfish boils. We have all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Pastor Brian's worship band comes out every holiday. We have field days, and we just want to show everyone what sober fun is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and some people may be hearing, and if you're the least bit extroverted, all of that sounds great, right? But if you're a little introverted, there may be a couple of people around this table that are a little bit introverted, then there's something here, too.
Yeah.
Because you go out and you look at that pond, and you look at the walking path around the pond, and you think
acres of nature here.
18 acres, and there's a mile walking track all through nature. Yeah. And the clients are able to use that also.
Right.
So it's a peaceful time and a place for them to go if they want quiet.
Right.
Yeah.
And space to move and
absolutely
be with yourself or with God or nature or whatever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Come
and
back.
The clients love it. They're like, Miss Kendra, can we go walk the pond and can we go? And so that's something there is available for them.
Is there anything, Christy, that y'all have not thought about here?
Well, I would say even our employees, like my therapist, will be like, I need a time out. I'm going to go take a walk around the pond.
Yeah, or yeah sure.
There's benches around the pond. We have a few memorial benches for people that didn't make it through recovery.
Right. And that does happen.
Yeah, it does happen. So they have nonstop feeding of the turtles constantly. So just to be able to go out there and sit and reflect and think about these things. And I love that you brought up, not everybody is an extrovert. Sometimes people need a more like one-on-one attention. So a part of our treatment plan is a weekly individual session that you get to spend time with your therapist. They have 2 hours of processing groups every day, in addition to psychoeducation, nursing education, med education. Kendra had mentioned the therapist, our yoga therapist, but she's trained in somatic breathing, relaxation. That can be someone's coping skill, is learning how to calm down, you know,
absolutely,
crisis stabilization. And so I love what's really amazing about working in the field of addiction is such a unique field where we get to sit at the same table with people who got there through education that also got there through experience.
I love it. 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com. We're at Uprising Addiction Center. We're with Kendra. We're with Christy. We're with Brian. And thank you for being with us. We've got more to learn. We've got more here from Uprising Addiction Center today on Strategies for Living. Be right back.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Broadcasting from Uprising Addiction Center today. You will not believe what Shreveport, Bossier City, USA has. We're in the city, but it feels like we're way out in the country. UprisingCenter.com. Go take a look and see if you don't see what I mean. 877-887-7473. And Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan. Okay,
I'm jumping up and down over here.
Did you have a Muffy today, or what? Why are you acting like that?
Okay, so yesterday, you remember when we had the mayor on last week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we talked about The Godfather.
Yeah.
Right.
And I told you that I'd been to Fertitta's and had a Godfather and how awesome it was.
Yep.
So I'm in Fertitta's yesterday for lunch.
Yep.
Agatha's there and, you know, all that. And there's this fella standing there and he's talking about how he heard about The Godfather on the radio. Mm-hmm.
You gotta love it. Yeah.
And so he goes, yeah, I was listening to this radio program and they were talking about, and they had the mayor on and they were talking about The Godfather. So I want a Godfather. And I tapped the guy on the shoulder and I said, that was me. That never happened, you know, but radio is pretty powerful.
What can I say?
I know.
And thank you. Thank you for going to get a Godfather.
They're so good.
You know, and they are good.
Yeah.
I was raised on Muffy's, for goodness sake. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Enough of that.
Love your story.
Yeah.
So we're at Uprising Addiction Center with Kendra Militello. We're with Christy Beerbaum, who is the clinical director. We're with Brian Hollins, who is the CEO and spiritual director. Kendra is on the board of managers and the fitness director. And what a team. What a team, Kendra and Christy and Brian.
And what a community you've built around the team.
Yeah.
To really allow for communal healing to take place. I mean, because that's where the healing takes place, is within the community, the safe place that you have made and created for these people.
Is that a problem? I mean, we were talking last segment, Christy and Brian, we were talking about how it's a normal thing. You come into you want treatment. No, I don't know if I
want
to be here.
You want it, right?
And then something changes. Something happens, especially at a place like Uprising. Mm. And is it hard? Do people not want to leave?
all the time. So every Thursday we have something called a coin out ceremony. And that's at 2:15 on Thursdays. It's where the entire community gets together, as well as all the employees.
Right.
And the people who are leaving within the next week.
It's like a graduation.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And who are leaving within the next week get their 30-day coin. And it's a moment and opportunity to be recognized. There are so many people that sit in that circle who say, I've never graduated high school, I've never finished anything, and I've got this coin to prove that I have finished something. And so it's my favorite part of the week as a clinical director, because my therapist will present them with their coin, talk about them, giving them that opportunity to be honored in that moment.
Yes.
And then they get to in turn identified two or three people that have really made an impact on them.
That's wonderful.
And the best part is it's not just the therapist. It's usually, hey, so-and-so tech, you in a moment I was having a really urge to use or to leave, and you sat down and talked to me.
And it made a difference.
And it made a difference. Yeah. Or intake, you got me here. I don't even remember how I got here or why you stayed on the phone with me.
Yeah.
And so you're able to see the differences that all people make. Or the driver, you came and picked me up at my house and you talked to me the entire 3 hours it took to get here.
Right.
So I love that, and I think it builds community and also honors the importance of everyone who works here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It takes a village.
You know, one of the things, Brian, that addiction is it can hit at any time and in any circumstance. And that includes some people may be pregnant, maybe even very pregnant, but know, and they're ready to be in recovery. What about that?
Well, we can accept them, and we accept them here all the way up to delivery.
Wow.
And our staff is able to manage.
Wow. Now, that's exceptional.
So we're real excited about that.
All right. So it really doesn't matter what the circumstance is. It really starts with asking questions. And really, uprisingcenter.com would be a good place to go.
Absolutely.
Look around. It is A-OK. Somebody is answering 877-887-7473. And that number, if you've run out of dust on the dashboard, you know, you can find it at uprisingcenter.com. Somebody's there to talk to you. There's no sales. There's no this is people are there trained to answer whatever questions that folks may have. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. They're answer that call, and for the most part, they've been down that path before.
Right.
Some of them have been
those
down that
people
path
answering
before.
That phone. A lot of them have
they
been
understand.
Down the road.
Been down the road, or they've worked with us long enough, and they've experienced enough to know just how to communicate with that person on the other end of that call.
Right, right.
Yeah, those people, those ladies there have been in most of our departments and worked their way up. And so they know a little bit about everything at Uprising.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, again, you know, this is platinum right here. It's beyond it's beyond jewel, the jewel in our community. It is platinum in our community. And it's got the feel of going far, far away because you're
it's
on 18 acres. It's like a retreat.
It's a retreat of sorts.
Very good way to say it.
You know, there are a lot of people probably listening to us that may go every year or every 6 months on a spiritual retreat. And
I haven't met everybody, but at least the people around this table are very passionate about helping and loving people.
You can feel that.
Yeah, you can feel that. And you can feel that in the land, in the center.
Yeah.
And that's
you feel
amazing.
That energy when you come onto the campus. And, you know, that's a special place.
That's what it takes to really heal.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted. And so I'm so glad y'all are seeing this.
It's not just seeing it,
there's
Kendra.
There's a sense.
It's feeling it.
It's a full body, full mind, body, spirit sense.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Uprising Addiction Center. That is the name. Maybe you haven't heard it, but you're gonna hear it a lot. And you're going to want to know about it because addiction touches families
a lot.
It may not touch you, but I guarantee you know somebody who it touches and who needs your help right now. UprisingCenter.com is a place in our community where you can get that help. 877-887-7473, UprisingCenter.com. Come meet Kendra and Christy and Brian. You're going to get great help here. You probably won't want to go home, but when the time comes, they'll make sure that happens too. Uprising Addiction Center and Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Back here on Strategies for Living. We're at Uprising Addiction Center today with Kendra Militella, with Christy Beerbaum, with Brian Hollins, along with Lauren Leon McMillan and Jay Merle. And you got to go see, folks, UprisingCenter.com, 877-887-7473. Somebody's always available to answer that phone call. Brian Hollins, you're the CEO, you're the spiritual director here at this wonderful center, this absolute platinum place in our community. What do you want people who have heard about you today, maybe for the first time, to take away from our conversation?
You know, David, we want them to take away that the adult clients out there, we provide service for those clients who are 18 and up, that there's a location here in Shreveport that will absolutely, absolutely fight for them, that will absolutely walk down the journey of recovery with them, that we've got everything in place to transform their lives.
Yes.
Everything in place to make them better mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, to send them back to the life that they so desire in their hearts, that they so look forward to. That if they're searching for a place, and maybe they're not. Maybe they haven't thought about it until they heard this radio show. But we're the place where they can come and they will encounter the best. They have the best experience here at Uprising.
Absolutely. Uprising Addiction Center, 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com.
Thank you all for what you do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
And folks, thank you. We appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. And we can do this because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And Learning RX, We Train Your Brain. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator Italian Sausage and some pretty good Muffies too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Kendra and for Christy and for Brian and for Jay and for Lauren, I'm David. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.